Now, here's another aspect over the years God spoke to me, according to Matthew 18:18. Whatsoever thou bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou loose on earth is loose in heaven. I was in Richmond, Virginia, in a hotel room, and I heard the word money thou art loose. So I know I'm assigned to this area of finances in the body of Christ, prosperity in the body of Christ. So I began to build on those words, and I recognized Jesus had said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So I think the money had been bound up by religious spirit, traditional spirit, by the statement the love of money is the root of all evil, and they took it as that money was evil. We had to clear all that up when we came into the body of Christ with this message. But then the Lord says, if I say, whatsoever you loose on earth is loose in heaven, and then I heard the word, why not money? Now, you just can't listen to these meditation. You have to get involved. You have to go ahead on, take the revelation, use it in your life, because I can't use it for you. When I give you this insight, when I give you these revelation, you have to put them in practice in your life. So let's try it now. Say it. Money, thou art loose. Say it 3 times. Money, thou art loose. A third time, money, thou art loose in my life, in my family, in my business, etc. If you keep doing that, those are not regular English words. The anointing, the impact, the ability is on those words to bring manifestation in your life, to loose everything that God wants you to have, because he really wants you to bless. Because you remember what he said in John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Therefore, money, thou art loose.